The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 3, where Luke writes, "After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves.'" My dear friends in Christ, there was an artist who was asked to paint a picture of a ruined church. And when you think about that request, you'd expect probably the church that he'd paint would be this dilapidated old building. I often think with this illustration of how when you drive into Saginaw on Highway 13, there are a couple of churches there that look like they're falling apart, and you wonder how long they're going to continue to stand. But this artist didn't paint a church like that that was a building falling apart. Instead, he painted this beautiful structure. This beautiful structure, and in the church there was this magnificent altar, an elaborate organ, and there were beautiful stained glass windows. Inside the church there were many fashionable, well-dressed worshipers in its pews, and the elders there, immaculately dressed, they were there fulfilling their duties. Well, but then what you noticed when you looked at that picture is that there in the corner there was this little box with a sign over it that said, "For missions." But when you looked at that little box, you noticed that there was this cobweb growing over it, and it was obvious that this cobweb was not a recent construction. It had been there for a long time. And what the artist was trying to say is that here was a congregation, maybe had a lot of things going on, maybe it's a beautiful building, but they weren't mission-minded. And because they weren't mission-minded, he pictured them as being a ruined church. No one seemed to care about reaching out the gospel. At least that's the image he was trying to portray. By contrast, a church that is mission-minded, that isn't a ruined church, would be a church that is alive and mission-minded, a church that hears and heeds the Savior's encouragement in our reading for today when he says, "Go, I am sending you." And we could say that our church is alive and growing, mission-minded, when we're talking about our Savior with our family and our friends and our acquaintances, when we're friendly and inviting people to our church, when we're heeding our Savior's encouragement to support mission work by giving our gifts to our Wisconsin Synod, and when we're supporting our campus ministry, liberally supporting our congregation so that we can reach out into the world. And now, well, obviously we could always be better at doing these things, but today our Lord is giving us some directions on how to go out as his messengers. When the Lord tells us to go as his messengers, let's go with prayer. Let's go in the Lord's strength alone. Let's go with his message of peace. And let's go with the Lord's authority. Prior to our reading, what Jesus had done is he had invited several people, he says, to proclaim the kingdom of God. And last week in our gospel reading, we had heard how several of those people made excuses, how they weren't really ready to follow the Savior. But today we hear about how he found 72 who were ready to go out and do mission work. he gathered 72, and these 72 didn't include the 12 apostles, but these 72, they were supposed to go to the villages and towns where Jesus would be heading. They were to do some pre-evangelism work, to tell the people that Jesus was coming, to get the people ready. Jesus sent them out in pairs because he wanted them to help and encourage and support one another. He didn't want them to become discouraged or frustrated as they did their work. But as Jesus sent them out, he said, "The harvest is plentiful." Jesus often uses that picture of preaching the gospel and there being a harvest field like that. Then the harvest, it refers to all of those people who through the preaching of law and gospel will be called to faith in Jesus. We know that when the Lord sends out his workers to do his work, he doesn't say that their efforts are going to be futile. Rather, he says the harvest is plentiful. The world is full of people who will be called to faith, and that's why we need to go and preach the gospel and find those people out there. Of course, there are so many, many people out there. Some will reject, many will reject, but there are many also who by the grace of God will believe that message, who will be harvested by the Lord and his work, brought into God's believing family and ultimately into heaven. So when the Lord tells us to go as his messengers, since, as he says, the harvest is plentiful, since there are so many souls out there that need to hear about Jesus who haven't heard about him in the right way, and since we're so blessed to know that Jesus lived and died for us to pay for our sins so they're washed away and so that we're holy in God's sight, well, may God's amazing love for us lead us always. When Jesus says, "Go, I am sending you," may God's amazing love for us always lead us to say, "Here am I, send me, send me." Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us who know how blessed we are because Jesus is our Savior, to always be eager and looking for opportunities to be your messengers with the law and the gospel so that the Holy Spirit can work on people's hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.